France's presidential election on Sunday looks set to be a traditional contest between the main right and left parties as a bid by a centrist candidate to mount a challenge loses momentum. With 3 days to go before the first round of the election, the race appears to be between former Interior Minister Nicolas Sarkozy and socialist Senegalese Royal. The head of the International Relations Department at the American University of Rome is Professor James Walston. He told us more about the upcoming elections.
There are three candidates, three leading candidates for the French elections. One on the left, Ségolène Royal, one on the right, Nicolas Sarkozy, and one more or less in the middle, which is Peru. And what we seem to be looking at the moment is a fight for the first two between Royal and Sarkozy. The problem in France is that you have a double ballot system. So if nobody gets 50% the first time, which is not going to happen, they go on to a second ballot 2 weeks later. And the essential point is to get to be within the first two. These are exceptional elections in France because for the first time there is a woman candidate and there's a possibility of having a woman in the Élysée Palace. On the other side, Nicolas Sarkozy is the son of an immigrant, is somebody who is much more American in his style than previous candidates from the center-right. And there is this centrist candidate as well.